You have a chip on your shoulder. Help me take it off. You are offended. Most everything offends you. Things don't go the way they should, they take too long, they are hard, they don't pan out. People do things they are not supposed to. And even you do things that you consider wrong, and that offends you. You don't know how to do it. You think that there is something wrong with the world. Feeling offended feels really bad. So you come to me to change it. To fix it. So you can have the world work as well as those rich folk you want to emulate. The work I do is 90% spiritual. And about 10% of the time I do some little marketing, business, whatever I need to do to earn enough money to survive. With that said, I am not a good role model for financial success, for wealth, for riches. By choice. I like to live on the edge. It gives me an edge. I like having an edge. But when I want to buy a marketing course, when I want to get some advice, I meet contempt from coaches and teachers. It happened just this morning. I bought something on a payment plan. As soon as I paid my first payment, he offered me to save $200 if I pay in full. And the teacher of the course said, because I like to work with action takers. I was offended. Considered canceling my payment. I fumed. I am an action taker. But I can't afford to pay it all. Blah blah blah. I know it's silly, and yet it hurts. It tells me that I am less than enough. I wonder if I do this with people who want to work with me, learn from me. If I have ever done that, I apologize. I didn't mean to disempower you. If I did that, it's because I looked from only my point of view, not yours. My all-time best student has little money, and even that is not her own. In the years she studied with me, she didn't spend as much money with me as some people send me as a gift. Yeah, I get gifts. So it's not the money for me. But it is for marketers, it is all about the money for them. No matter what nice things they say, it is all about the money. That doesn't make them bad people. Most of you have never heard about intrinsic values before you heard about them from me. Most marketers don't know intrinsic values from Adam. Neither does Ty Lopez. And yet you can learn a ton from them. When we want to be worth a damn, we need to consider extrinsic, worldly values important. In a worldly way, what makes you be worth a damn is extrinsic value. Useful, fun, enjoyable. All three levels of value are important for a good life, but you may be stuck, in a self-righteous way, in one level. Like those teachers. The enormous intrinsic value I bring to the world, when you are looking from the marketing, the extrinsic level, isn't worth crap. Your vantage point decides your attitude. Vantage point is simply where are you standing when you are looking. The where, your vantage point, decides what you see. The where is defined by height, i.e. vibration, i.e. consciousness level, and content, i.e. worldview. Worldview. Worldview is a lot of words. It is like a tapestry of words that is both behind and in front of what you are looking at. In the front it acts as a filter, not allowing a lot of things to become visible to you. Behind it acts as a backdrop, giving a context to what you see. Context. Context gives meaning to what you see. If you change the context, what you see suddenly means something different. There is a saying. It's your attitude, not your aptitude, that will determine your altitude. Zig Ziglar said that. The problem with that saying is that no one really knows what gives you your attitude, and therefore it is like a piano with stuck keys. You are trying to play music on it, but it won't do it. No music. You don't seem to have direct access to your attitude. But the answer to what is your attitude? Question is not as impossible to answer as it seems. The moment you internalize the idea, the concept, that humans cannot see anything they didn't name specifically, you'll start to get into the neighborhood of the solution and control. People who like affirmations are trying to create new attitudes with words, but unfortunately they don't count on the powerful counterweight of the mind, or ego mind. When you affirm something, like an attitude that is not accurately so, your mind, your ego mind resists it by simply whispering to you, inside, you are lying. And you can repeat the affirmation 100, 1,000 times, it is still a lie. So some work is needed. Before you speak, revealing, identifying the attitude that is already there is 90% of the work you need to do. The remaining 10% is wording the new, productive attitude in such a way that is respectful of the mind, ego mind. Both parts of the work best if you have an observer, an uninvolved third party, a guide. As long as most of your worldview is untouched and unchanged, you'll have the same attitude. If you have been self-defeating, unproductive, then the worldview is the issue. That is why most of the work, 90%, needs to be done there. Your aptitude in improving it also depend on your attitude. You say that you'd be better off taking courses, reading books on productivity, success, marketing, and on how to make millions. But you would be absolutely and 100% mistaken. Without changing both the worldview that filters and the worldview that's the backdrop, deciding the context, you'll remain the same. You won't be able to become more productive. If you want fast results, I am not your person. I go for depth and not for the quick and quickly disappearing results. Even though I say so. People come to me expecting quick results. When they find out that it may be a longish and painful process, the first tweak they need to make in their worldview is about how long something should take, and how easy things should be. So unless they can decide that it should be hard, because it is, and it should take long, because it does, they will resist doing what it takes to change their attitude. And they will remain the same. You see, the worldview we grew up, all of us, is that some things are right and most things are wrong. And difficult, hard, painful, arduous, treacherous, are all words for wrong. And that wrong is embedded and looms large in our worldview. So is long. It's wrong, wrong, wrong. So even before we can decide that life should be exactly the way it is, and hard things should be hard, and long things should be long because they are that way, we really need to soften wrong. Make it less rigid, less limiting. Without that, it will eat your lunch. And your success. And your happiness. This is what we are working in my core, experimental, group currently. Softening the wrong. It is actually possible that the whole work is that. It is possible that once people remove themselves from the right/wrong paradigm, they are able to move to guides that work with your aptitudes or your altitude. We don't know yet. But that is my hunch. Anyway, this coming Sunday, tomorrow, September 25th at 11 a.m. EDT, we have an open house where we'll work with a method to soften the wrong. The black in the black and white, by adding shades of gray. The methodology is called Feel Your Face. Emotions are not inside our power to change directly. But because all emotions come from words, believe it or not, we'll experiment with emotions and see if the words change. Wrong is a word. And brings with it resistance. So we are working on the resistance through the emotions. Your face is always involved with the emotions, even though you feel the emotions where you feel them. Your chest, your stomach, your throat, your shoulders. But what you really feel is the resistance. The resistance to the wrong. In this session, you are invited to come as a guest. We'll start with the facial expression, then feel the feeling of the emotion, and we'll see how resistance comes up almost instantly when we say the name of the emotion. The idea is that your attitude is expressed in emotions. And if you have something wrong about it, the resistance will win, not you. I am really excited to explore this. It can be a ton of fun. Good fun, not silly necessarily. Although we may have some silliness. Here is the link to pay so you can come tomorrow. Other events today and in the near future. Okay, back to the upcoming events. Money Roots, Saturday, September 24th, 11 a.m. $10 for you if you have done the first two sessions. Just buy it and I'll manually refund $10. Soul Correction, Saturday, October 1st, 11 a.m.